Colorado Democrats pushing 11% excise firearms tax, other California gun controls. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 1, 2024. Colorado Democrats are pushing an 11% excise tax on gun and ammunition sales, as well as numerous other California-style gun controls. There is a public hearing on the excise tax proposal today, and Colorado Springs firearms instructor Ava Flanell is urging the public to rally against the tax. On Easter Sunday, she posted to X, "Join me at the Capitol tomorrow to testify against this sin tax. Self-defense is our right and we should not be taxed an outrageous 11% to exercise our Second Amendment rights. I've included a screenshot below of what to select when signing up. Let's fight this, Colorado." In addition to the excise tax, Breitbart News pointed out Colorado Democrats are pushing an assault weapons ban that targets 9mm pistols with threaded barrels. In fact, the language of the assault weapons ban, HB 24-1292, makes clear a semi-automatic handgun of any caliber would be banned if takes a detachable magazine and has a threaded barrel. And the legislation goes even further by making clear that even semi-automatic handguns with threaded barrels that do not take a detachable magazine would be banned if readily modified to accept a detachable magazine. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, D., is standing with the Democrat lawmakers in their push to secure the assault weapons ban. Related, A.W.R. Hawkins, "An armed populace is a safer populace." On February 29, 2024, Griswold used a post to X to share Denver 7's coverage of the broader gun control push undertaken this year by Colorado House Democrats. That broader push includes creating new gun-free zones which would even prohibit licensed concealed carriers from being armed for self-defense, more stringent requirements for obtaining a concealed carry license, and the aforementioned 11% excise tax. California has the excise tax that Democrats want to place on the backs of law-abiding Colorado gun owners. On September 26, 2023, the Associated Press reported, the federal government already taxes the sale of guns and ammunition at either 10% or 11%, depending on the type of gun. The law Newsom signed adds another 11% tax on top of that. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.